Hey, good morning. Or is it afternoon? But nice to come up here after a ball game and after a win. It's got a lot of phone calls from people around the country. Congratulations about the good win, and rest assured you, every win is a good win. There are no homecoming games on the schedule, and everyone in the NFL is a professional, and they play well. So we're excited about getting that first win and ready to move on and work towards getting that second one.
But this is a homecoming week.
You know what? It is a homecoming. Actually, that's the 10 years as long as I've been in anywhere in my life. And it was 10 very good years in Indy. So it'd be nice to go back and play in the RCA Dome. Lucas Oil, I'm in trouble. Lucas Oil, it'll just be on the other side now.
Seem familiar with all the changes they've done?
You know what? I looked at the sheet and I counted the number of people, and I think it was somewhere between 19 and 22 guys that are still there. So it's changed dramatically in the past few months.
How do you feel about the safety play overall on Sunday?
I was encouraged, very encouraged. It's no matter what you say, it's different from going from a preseason ball game to a regular ball game with the preparation, with the amount of reps you play, with the intensity. The intensity picks up for sure in the regular season. I was very, very pleased with it.
Obviously, I have two young guys at those positions. Is there any hesitancy on your part to be able to call anything that you want just because of their inexperience?
Nope, not at all. The full menu is open. We have two, you know what, all the safeties are smart, but we have two smart guys in there. They're working together. We realize that there are going to be some mistakes, but they limited those mistakes that they made in the ball game. And I always say, if you make a mistake, make it full speed and let the hustle and let the athleticism make up for that. And they did that. I was pleased with them.
The changes they've had and the scheme change too. Are you able to offer any kind of insight at all as to?
You know what? Not a bit. They're a little bit in terms of the personnel, but in scheme, not one bit.
Two longer balls that were completed over Cook. In neither case is he beat by five steps. Is it as simple as get your head around and find the football, or is there more to it?
Nope. Really, we talk about being playing situational football. So in those situations, you want to be as deep as the deepest, as wide as the widest, and keep the ball in front of you. I think they had maybe, 17 to 23 seconds on the clock, and you just keep those balls in front of you. And tackling those balls are a good thing because time is on your side. And if we did that, we would have been in great shape and a good learning experience. There were a lot of situations in that game that it may take three or four games to actually get, but we had them all in one ball game, and good learning experience for us, and we'll be better for sure the next time.
How would you evaluate Chris Cook, how he did?
Promising also. He tackled well. For the most part, he covered well. I know the layperson may look at the ball game and say, "Ooh, wow, not good," but I don't look at it that way at all. We still have a ton of confidence in him, and I think that when you see the jump from first ball game to second ball game, you'll see what you would expect.
Did the rotation accomplish what it needed to, especially on the interior, because you did have a lot of guys on the field for a long time early?
We did. And we don't want to be on the field that long. I think the first drive was maybe 19 plays, and you don't want to go on a 19-play drive. But, yes, I think we did. We got guys in there, and we expect to get guys more reps as it goes along, as they earn the reps. So we were pleased with the rotation at that point, and we'll see how it develops as we go along.
What did you think of Jared? Obviously didn't have any sacks, and it didn't seem like he got a ton of pressure either, though.
Well, sacks that counted. That he got off the ball unbelievably the first or second pass that they had, and it was tough in the way that with the hard counts that they were using and what they were, how they were doing it. He had pressure. They were, whenever they have to chip you, turn the protection to you, do those type of things, it leaves other guys one-on-ones, and it helps the defense as a whole. So it may not have seemed like he had a huge effect on the ball game, but he does every time he lines up.
Did he get a ton of help over there?
A ton of help?
Did they give him? They did.
They did.
When he's getting chipped as much as he was in that game with the backs and the tight ends coming out, how important is it for Robinson to do what he did, which is take advantage of those one-on-ones?
Always important for, and not just Robinson, but our thing is if you have a one-on-one, you got to win. It's all the way across the line. And really, throughout the defense, if you're matched up with a guy one-on-one, we expect guys to win. That's coverage, that's linebackers, and that's up front rushing the passer.
When you say sacks accounted, I take it you felt like he was not offsides on the one he was called?
That's a no comment. No, really. It was close, and it was close. We looked at the tape, and he had a good jump on the ball, and you know they called it as it was, and you know that's what it is. So we got to live with it and move on and make sure that we don't get those type of penalties.
What did Chicago show you in terms of defending Luck? You know, he had some production, but obviously interceptions. He was sacked a lot and harassed.
You know what? When we looked at the Chicago film, what we saw was, and you know, I know Lovie Smith and Rod Marinelli, and they would say that they weren't going to do anything different than what they usually do. What you saw on tape was a defense that flew around fast and just played incredibly hard, and when you do that, good things happen. And you had a quarterback that threw some balls that were not really bad balls. They were just some really good plays by Chicago's defense. I think he may have thought that he had a free play on one of them and threw it up, thinking it was a free play and it wasn't. And again, it was a great play by the cornerback. I think it was Tim Jennings making a play on the ball. It wasn't so much Luck playing bad or the receivers playing bad or the running game. It was really more about Chicago.
What did you think of Brian Robinson's game?
Brian Robinson.
He played well. There were some things that we have to clean up in terms of assignments, but overall, I was pleased. Pleased at his hustle. He is running to the ball unbelievably. He made the tackles that he was supposed to make, and there were one or two plays he'd like to take back in terms of his assignments. But other than that, I was pleased.
What about Josh Robinson in that game? What did you see from him?
Josh was physical. We wanted to see, again, when the lights came on, how he was going to be there, and he did that. He had a few technical errors where he wasn't quite in the right place fundamentally. But we liked what we saw. He primarily played in the nickel situation. And, again, pleased with that also.
Jasper, the way you were hoping he'd play, because it's been a kind of a common theme, letting it go and showing. I know he had that stop at the end of that 17-play drive.
You know what? We think he's playing a lot better. He feels comfortable by his own admission, more comfortable with the defense. He feels more comfortable with the rush, with the rust being knocked off, and he's moving better. So his body feels better. And anytime your body feels like it's 100%, I think it has a big mental boost for you. And so, again, you saw the stop down the goal line. He's what we want to see from him is that he's directing the defense. He's calling the defense, getting guys lined up, directing it, and he's doing that. And, again, when he had a chance to make a play, he made it. Thanks, guys.